It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
What it is, you know what it is, it's Tyrus. The Timf and I decided to put out one of our favorite past episodes this week for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode of Tyrus and Timf, Nuff Said. What it is, welcome to another exciting adventure of Tyrus and Timf. I'm Tyrus, co-captain.
Timf.
And again, wow, you're really just racking up those vacation hours. Devin is in the house today. So, okay, before the show, we were having a top secret conversation, but it leads to a point. Kat, what do you do when you're asked to do any kind of show, but you don't like the topic? Do you, A, not do the show, or do you try to, like, because sometimes the topic, like, they'll be like, hey, I want to talk to you about the core temperature of the moon and as it affects frog breeding in Florida.
A normal topic like that. Yeah.
I'm actually, I think I am usually pretty honest if I'm, like, you know, having it.
But you're not feeling it.
But that doesn't really happen to me often, because I feel like it's part of our job to talk about whatever. So I usually, like, will say yes, but I'm trying to think of an example, but, like, there's been a time where it's like, oh, like, can you talk about, like, a certain story? Oh, it was the that couple that got arrested for, like, the massive, like, Bitcoin fraud.
Right. Oh, that.
Yeah.
And she was a rapper.
Yeah. And they wanted me to come on America's Newsroom to talk about it. And I was like, I'm down to have a convo. I don't know anything about, like,
the logistics.
I don't understand
Bitcoin
how this works.
I'm not your head around in 10 minutes.
Like, I understand what Bitcoin is, and I understand how it works, and I understand that, you know, it's anonymous, but it can be traced. And if it's traced certain ways, and if you're who you are, I get all that. But if you're looking for someone to go in depth on Bitcoin, then I'm probably not your gal. What do you think?
Right.
And then they just really wanted me to have more of a conversation of, whoa, this is so crazy.
Yeah, the commentary.
Yeah, like on the, you know, like watching her rap videos, that type of thing. So I was like, okay, cool. And I did the hit. But I think, yeah, I generally go for it. But if I'm like, I don't know if I'm the best person for that, there's been a handful of times, and I'll ask more questions about what, like, the angle of it's going to be.
Like, you're not an expert on dog frog breeding, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, frog breeding.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't call myself an expert, but I am versed.
Yeah, exactly.
I do know how,
like,
it
maybe
works.
Call Tyrus up for that segment.
Yeah. Like, if you, in the Amazon, there's this pool in the Amazon that is the world's biggest frog orgy.
Oh, God. Yeah, you seem like the expert.
I watch, like I said, you know, Sir David Attenborough. We go way back. And he has a new series out called Mating on Discovery. And it's phenomenal. It goes through never seen courtships and stuff. And it's not, like, it's not animal porn. But, like, it just shows, like, how hard it is for them to, one, find each other, two, fight each other off. And then, like, how females pick. Females and are cold-blooded. Like, dude will build an 8-foot, he'll be a bird the size of, like, my thumb, and he'll spend his whole life building this beautiful cathedral of sticks and has a great dance and a whole routine. He even has, like, little males that are his dance partners to get him ready, and she will fly in, look it over, pull it down, and be like, eh, and fly off. And, like, just like that, whole life over.
So who do you think has it harder, animals or animal males or human males when impressing women?
Well, the one thing the animal males don't have is the law. So, like, there are some situations where things go a little awry. But the story that I was, like, just couldn't stop laughing was, so... and I'll answer that question in a second. So there's about 14 different species of tree frogs, all different sizes. Some frogs live on the, like, little pixie frogs on the ground. Like, they're all, but this one part of the Amazon floods, and it's this giant lake. It's not even a lake, it's like a pond.
Right.
But they all show up at the same pond, and it's thousands of frogs. And it's just and if you don't know anything about frogs, like, the little male frog is smaller than the female frog.
I didn't know.
So he just kind of clamps on her back, and they do little eggs and whatever. But the male frogs are so desperate that anything that comes by, they're grabbing. So there's a lot of, like, interspecies mixing, but frogs don't get down like that. So there was one, it was like a bullfrog. Like this female was huge. And this little pixie frog, which is the size of like a teaspoon, was holding on to her for dear life. And they're like, you could see her going, bro, wrong one. But like love was blind, you didn't care. And you're just laughing. And then you see like the males who aren't picked, who are literally just anything that goes by, like this poor beetle was just walking by with this little frog holding on for dear life. And I started doing like play by play, like, I love you so much. Like, bro, I have six legs, you have four, this is not going to work. But so in that aspect, I think men have it a little bit easier,
yeah,
because that would not be tolerated. That would like being at a dance club and I have a dance partner and then she doesn't want to dance anymore. And I just jump and grab the next woman next to me, right, and start dancing with her without asking any permission. That
no
would
rules.
Be frowned upon, I'm assuming, and a good way to end up in jail and not have a career anymore.
I would say so.
But yeah,
frogs can teach you a lot there.
I was dying laughing because desperation is funny and it's the same. It's always the same. Everyone always looks and like hops around and I'm laughing because I see this little frog like, I only got 7 minutes before the sun comes up and I got to wait another year, you know, and he's got to avoid getting eaten the rest of the year. And they have to do the worst thing possible. They have to sing as loud as they can. So the louder you sing, the more things notice you, like birds and snakes. So it's like they're calling
predators.
Yeah. And like one will try to like get behind another one and get real loud and let his buddy get picked off. Like,
oh my gosh.
It's pretty funny. It's sad though if you're a frog.
Yeah.
It's cold-blooded. Yeah. Men don't do that. Well,
cats have barbed penises.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, it's not fun.
Wait,
cats have barbed penises that hooks in there.
Yep.
Because it stimulates ovulation.
Oh, yeah.
What?
The female cat does not ovulate on her own until that hook penis gets in
there. Oh, my God. That is violent.
Mm-hmm. And hence why you hear the...
Yeah.
That's not crimes of passion.
Barbed. Oh.
Those
penis.
Are safe words.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty
wow.
sure that's the cat safe word.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Cats get so pregnant.
Yeah.
They have so many cats. I mean, cats multiply pretty quickly.
Yeah, they're and it doesn't take, like, you don't have to be an old cat either.
Plus,
like,
she can't get away. She's hooked in there. So
yeah,
she's hooked
in. It's going to be a while.
Gosh.
My mom told me this. So my grandma was like really, really Catholic and like Polish Catholic, which is like, it's Catholic.
Yeah.
And when my mom was little, they had a cat. Like that wasn't there. Like it was kind of indoor, outdoor. It was mostly outdoor.
I had a cat like that.
Yeah.
Candy. Yeah. She would disappear and then come back. Yeah.
She kept getting pregnant and there was like dealing with all these kittens and my grandma would not take the cat to get spayed because she believed it was birth control and therefore against the Catholic Church.
Got it.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
So she took the cat. She took the cat to the Humane Society and it's like, bro, what do you think they're going to do?
They're going to put it down.
Yeah. Do you think anybody is walking into the Humane Society like, I want an old blown out
which they're gonna fix anyways,
right? Perpetually pregnant cat, like
the cat at that point was happy.
The best thing that happens to this cat, the at this Humane Society in Detroit is gonna be getting spayed. But I don't think she was that lucky.
No, she's gonna get spayed and then euthanized.
Yeah, euthanized.
So you committed two sins for the price
of not
doing one.
She was very Catholic. I remember the only thing she'd watch on TV would be like the Catholic Channel, like EWTN, and then she loved Pimp My Ride because she was like,
who had friends who did that show.
She was like, it's so nice what he does for those
people.
She was like, this is great. And I was like,
a fish tank and a Cadillac. Why not?
Hey. It was such a great show.
It truly is.
My friend, I played ball with him and his name is Big Dana and he played with the 49ers and he's one of like legit toughest dudes ever. But I didn't know when they brought him on the show. He's not known for he loves cars. He loves cars and fish tanks. And
I can see that.
But like when I started getting into fish tanks, he was like him and my boy Big Rob, they had all the exotic fish. Like they had like anacondas, like they had type of pets that like no one else would have.
Yeah.
And they had these big giant aggressive cichlids or whatever, and he ended up giving me one of his fish tanks. But when Exhibit brought them on when he brought Big Dana on Pimp My Ride, he wasn't really mechanically inclined, so they made him in charge of the lights. So he did the lights. Well, I mean, you have like headlights. and taillights.
Oh, no. No, it didn't.
But then he would like do like inside like Christmas lights.
Yeah.
But he was the light guy. He was the most jack. This is how tough Dana was. He was once shot with a 22 by working in a club, and this fool finished his shift. Okay? Like, that is a legit story. He literally wrapped it up with like paper towels and masking tape and finished his damn shift, and then went to the hospital and got the 22 bullet taken out.
Like, those cars would have like, look, and then you slide the floor, and then there's a champagne fridge. Yeah.
Like, you can play your
Xbox.
We
do not condone drinking or dying.
Yeah, no. Like,
or,
they always had the fish tank. They always had the, like, the, you know, EDC, EDM light shows on the inside.
Or, like, a giant speaker. Just, well, like, a whole trunk.
The entire car ends up being a speaker.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, with four extra batteries in it. And it only gets, like, a half a mile to the gallon because of how much energy that the car eats up with just driving it around. And it's always a guy who ends up ruining the car 6 months later.
Right. Well, so I always thought that the Pimp My Ride was on the same like unhingedness of Home Extreme Makeover, Extreme Home Makeover.
Not the same show. Not the same. Even
no,
close.
But they would be like, what do you like? Do you like horses? And then they'd like literally put like a life-size horse and like hay barrels in your room. And like that would be like your new room. Whereas like Pimp My Ride, you'd be like, oh, I like fish tanks. They'd be like, put a fish tank in his car.
Yeah, I like horses in the middle of your car. Would be a horse.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, here's some hay bale.
So when you run out of gas.
We replaced your car seats with a hay bale, and your steering wheel is now a wagon wheel.
Yeah. Like, and these cars would need, like, transmissions. Like,
yeah,
they would be, like,
they would
real hoopties.
People who did not take care of their car. Like, their cars were, like, pieces of junk. And they're going to give them a nice car, and then 6 months later, the car is, again, a piece of junk. But
yeah, like, they don't need a fish tank quite as much.
Yeah, the fish tank will be green with no fish in it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you
got to
clean, like, the maintenance on some of that. I always wondered if people, when they got their car pimped, if they would then sell it.
A lot of them did.
Because that's what,
I heard that
like novelty.
Used to piss them off because they would literally use the attention from the car, from the show, and sell it. And then get a cheaper car. But
they should have had them like sign a contract that said like you can't sell the car
within
a year.
Why they would do that though? Because it's like, you know, if you're in a position in your life where you have one of these cars where you actually get selected for the show where they're like really. And you know, it's never just like, oh, here's my Honda Civic, and
it's a couple years old.
You know, and pimping that.
No,
he's pimping like the thing that needs the transmission, that's got the door falling off,
it's horrible
piece of shit. And like, so if you can't fix your car beyond that because you're not in a financial position to do so, you probably have other things to address that you need funding for beyond a aquarium on wheels.
I think, Kat, you hit it on nail on the head, and I couldn't wait to respond. I think you could not be successful to be on Pimp My Ride. Like, you couldn't, like,
no.
I just paid my car off. It's a nice Chevy truck. And they're like, oh, we're going to pimp your ride for your success.
No. Yeah.
Congratulations, you've earned it. No. And then there's the guy who, like, if his car looks like it's been sitting at the bottom of the ocean for 4 years, just imagine what the apartment looks like in the neighborhood. When he pulls up with that car, he's got to keep it for like a half hour before it gets jacked. I mean, I think that's why those shows, they have such a short shelf life. Although Pimp My Ride, it expanded. It became like four different shows,
He did a lot.
Like Exhibit really, like he really capitalized on
but
that.
But all those like early, I think that was VH1, but
MTV.
MTV, it was MTV. But a lot of those MTV shows like Room Raiders stuff.
Was it Next?
Next. What a great concept.
That was great.
Or Date My Mom.
I remember Date My Mom.
Oh, Date My Mom. You'd have to go the potential dates would have to go on dates with the mom, and then the mom would choose who the girl ended up with.
I just remember the one with the bus.
My mom.
That's next.
They all get on the bus, and it's like, this is Dylan.
Yeah.
He's, you know, like, he likes...
And they all high five before they go on, or like.
And then as soon as they walk off, the guy or the girl's like, next. And like, they didn't even get to say hi or anything.
Yeah. And the person saying next was garbage.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. There was a few times where a dude next himself, and that was pretty cool. Like, I saw that episode one time.
He walked out
and
was just like, nah.
Because he became friends with the other two guys on the bus. And like, she was like, next. And then he came out there like, man, that was really rude. Those are nice guys. And she was like, what? And he's like, you know what? Next. And then he next himself. And he was like, bros, let's go out for beers. And I was like,
she was left by herself.
Yeah. He went with bros instead of jerk.
Yeah.
We'll just say jerk.
You won't want to miss what's next right after this.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Those shows, they had short shelf lives, but they, man, did their impact
what
was...
What show would we do for as a makeover show? Like, what expertise could the three of us come up with? And, of course, Kate does all the legwork.
Yeah, like, well, yeah, she'll set it all up for us. Yeah, like, we're not doing that.
She does all the ground. She's the ground and pound.
Exactly. Yeah.
We're just in front of the camera.
We're the idea guys.
You know, so...
I don't know fashion. So I couldn't do that.
I've been dressed the same since I was 13, so ixnay me on the fashion.
I mean, I think I'm fashionable.
Okay,
but
okay, so there's one.
That's just my personal opinion.
Life advice, can we give that? Like,
yeah, I think you guys are both very good at giving. I mean.
Like, we come on the show and just tell them how bad they're doing?
Yeah, or like,
Like, we're the conscience. Like, we just we sit in the other room with a headset, and when someone asks them a question, we give them the answers they need.
Oh, like coaching them through, like,
yeah,
or
like,
go
I'm
to a party.
To about,
go to a party with these, have these people throw a party with all their friends, and we go there and tell them which friends they should cut off.
Yeah.
That's the show.
This person doesn't respect you.
Right.
Yeah.
Cut them out.
Yeah. We'll just say next.
Next.
Yeah. Next.
Get a new group of friends.
But they have to. Say whatever they have to sign a contract to where we have to say whatever.
Yeah, we better not see that person at the baby shower.
Not just that, but like when we say cut them off, you have to cut them off the way we tell you to. Like you, because you got to make sure they don't come back.
Right.
You
know, do
so
it
you
right
have to
here,
say
right
something
now, the
so creepy that they'll back off. You know, to where they'll not be your friend anymore.
Oh God. Yeah. How do you break up with a friend?
You have to say something
usually,
so horrible.
Or it can be like, you can also do like the slow burn, but not on our show because we're looking for drama.
Yeah, we got to get it out quick. Like,
cut ties right away.
Listen, you know your mom and your sister? I slept with them.
Oh, and instead of, okay, so no, how about this?
It could be
like The Bachelor, but instead of roses, it's Bud Lights. And we can sponsor it with Bud Light.
Beer bros.
And Michelob Ultra. We can, bid.
We can take from the best bitter among the crispy boy genre of beers.
Yeah.
Corona.
And then
Miller Lite.
You bring the friends. And then, like, if you get picked, then you get the Bud Light. You can join the party.
Oh.
But if you don't get a Bud Light, then you get a carton of milk and you got to go home.
You're the DD. Like, you got to drive everybody home.
Your new best friend with us. Like, we help pick your best friend. Because, a lot of friendships were broken up in the pandemic. And during this election times, a lot of friendships were shattered.
Lost,
so basically, it'll be lonely guys, by the way. It'll be lonely guys looking to make new friends. And we help
them.
I don't know.
I think girls could use that, too. Maybe instead we could do a girl version with red wine.
I think it's easier for girls to make friends than guys to make friends. Once you're an adult, I think it's harder because...
I think guys are more open to, like, inviting other people in. I think girls...
But we invite anybody in. Any dude standing there with a beer, we'll be friends with.
Right.
But it ends up, but that only works for the event.
But first,
like you'll have a best friend. You go to a basketball game, the guy next to you's cheering for the Celtics. You become best friends. You'll even click beers and be like, yeah. But as soon as the event's over, you're done. You don't know each other.
And obviously, we wouldn't let the party just go as planned. Like, there would be challenges where we'd have people there trying to be like, what do you think about da 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 da, and try to get them to talk. And then be like,
Project
busted.
Project Blonde would be she would be the one who causes the problems. And we have things like random bear released in the party and see who's brave and who's a coward.
We can plant like rumors and see who comes back with
like
what
leave
rumor.
A wad of cash somewhere.
Yeah.
If you put it in your pocket,
introduce
you take it
them
home.
To your girlfriend so when you leave the room, she hits on him and sees what he does.
Oh, yeah, we've got plenty of material.
Project Blonde would be phenomenal. We would need a team, though. We need a team.
That's how
Maury Povich used to get guys. Like, who were taking lie detector tests, and then they would flirt with the producer because he would send a young, attractive producer in there to talk to the guy. And
on the couches. And they'd have that, like, they'd have, like,
the little camera on
them. The eagle eye view. I loved that show, man. Oh, loved that show.
I don't know any guy that likes that show because we're all like, man, that could have been me.
I watched it as a kid, when I was younger.
Yeah,
like,
you're
that
at home
was, like,
going
sick,
strong,
and you're like, this is
still
great.
Or on the weekend.
Maury's not going anywhere.
No,
he's Jerry Springer.
They're done. His last show was canceled, yeah.
It wasn't canceled. I think he's tired.
Well,
I mean, I don't know him, but I'm just guessing.
Yeah. Because there's always time for you are the father. There's always time for that.
He was the, you know, the generation, a generation of kids.
Every day it's the same thing.
Best sick time.
You get told the same lie for decades upon decades. There has to be a breaking point.
Yeah.
And it's just so horrible. Like, imagine how these kids feel like when they grow up, if like they're on TV and it's like, you are the father. And he's like,
yeah. And then you slow turn to your dad. He's like,
well, there's people, there's kids on TikTok now that are like, my parents were on Maury Povich and like, this is now my life. And, you know, we don't like, maybe I don't know. Like, and then they're sharing their relationships. I've seen a couple of them.
The child of the woman who's on there for 14 weeks in a row. Going, this is definitely the father. This is definitely, it was Roy. You are not the father.
And then the mother. There's always the mom. Her mom is there, too. They got to hold her back.
You know that's your baby. Look at his nose.
And then they do the chase. They do the chase through the back.
They chase after her, and she's like, I don't know. And then Morial Couch, like, could it have been anyone else?
Yeah.
Well, there was this other guy. Like, at some point, say, this is 17, lady. There's only 30 days in a month.
Right.
Like, okay, let's narrow it down. What days did you not have sex? Okay. What days in April did you not have unprotected sex? Tuesday. Okay. So he got 29 days to figure out who the father. And then when they finally find the father, he's so beat to death. Like, you don't want to be.
He just watched
21.
All 30 episodes.
And then you got to see all the other guys like, oh, you know, it's terrible. But we.
I think
we
our show.
You won't have any celebrating, though.
No.
We won't do celebrating.
No.
No, it'll be
a party, but it won't be like, you know.
But it'll
that.
Be like scandalous drama.
Right. Yeah. No, it'll be good. It'll be good. Yeah.
And you invite the group chat, you know, and not everyone's going to make it.
Beer's at my place. Everybody come.
And obviously the people at the party don't know that that's what this is.
Yeah.
Oh, like they think they're coming to a party.
I'm gonna ambush them.
And like, because you just like play into that. Like we thought we're just like doing like a little show about like really interesting groups of friends that are
like
really
you.
Fun. We're trying to scout, you know, the next summer house.
Oh yeah.
We're trying to look
we
for the
after,
next summer house. So obviously be on Bravo.
Gary Butterfield.
Yeah.
This would be a great Bravo
like
show.
A wine tasting.
Craig Butterfield would be
Craig
perfect.
Butterfield. Yeah, Craig Butterfield. Get him on there. And make him think he's there, and then
he could be like he could do one of the challenges or something, like, you know.
Yeah, but he needs to think it's like a major award show, like he's being recognized for his etchings, and it'll be like a whole thing, and all we're really doing is trying to make him cry. That's it. That's the plan. Like, we need to have him and the waiter become best friends, and then the waiter turns on him.
Well, this is turning into a very different show.
Well, that's just one episode.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got to make 12. They all can't be gold.
Right, that's true. We need to give the fans a little something.
Yeah, but yeah, I think this has legs. I feel really good about this.
Absolutely. We have so many ideas.
Don't you dare touch that dial. And if you do have a dial, you need an upgrade. We'll be right back.
Kat, you know, I was watching the Gutfeld show.
Mm-hmm.
And or just Gutfeld exclamation point. And I saw that you were expanding on your fallopian beer tube helmets with your cat theater.
Met Gala cat theater.
Yes.
Catheter for these dresses, because how do you pee?
Coming from the line of the Tyerson Timpf
fallopian tube beer helmet,
helmet from the creators.
Patent pending.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But no, I just thought I saw that and I said, oh my gosh, that's amazing.
I just was, you know, when you hear catheter, it's so intrusive.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I feel like it should have been like
but
a
yeah.
And then like the A is a little
cat,
kitty
like a
cat.
Cup.
It's not quite
like,
as scary.
Right. It sounds
like
fun.
Cup. You just hook up a cat cup.
Yeah.
It's like a little cat cup. You just kind of hook it up and then you just go.
But I agree. I don't know how they pee in those dresses.
You can't pee.
Those outfits.
Like, I don't think you can, like,
well,
so
that's
what
the assistant's for.
What is the Met Gala? Like, there's no event, is there? You just walk
it's
around?
A dinner.
It's a
dinner.
Oh, it's a dinner.
Yeah,
and then it's like,
they do performances.
It's like hotel food. So, like, the whole point is to walk in, sit at dinner, and get, like, salmon or steak.
Right.
And no extra bun. And, then
and depending
then
on where you're sitting.
Dessert.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about where you're sitting.
And then there's a lot of oohs and ahs. And then they have an auction. They have a silent auction where you bid on stuff. And then
it's all to raise money for the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Right. And then they have the silent auction. And then they have like another auction where then the celebrities will like auction off time or outfits or trips to a movie or something like that. I just did something similar to that in Nebraska for the Nebraska Greats Foundation.
So he knows it all. He was at the Met Gala.
But they didn't do a runway. They actually saved their money to donate to the actual charity. you know, because
and nobody was on theme either. If you were watching, nobody was on theme.
You know, if I didn't watch, but like Kardashian spent $1 million on a dress
and they looked awful.
Wouldn't that been awesome to write that $1 million check for the museum?
Right. Like she wore Marilyn Monroe's dress and that was like $15 million.
And everyone knows who Marilyn Monroe is nowadays.
Well, yeah.
I literally, ironically, did a Marilyn Monroe remix where she's singing Happy Birthday, Mr. President, and I was acting like JFK. I was like, hey, my wife's here. What are you doing? hey, stop. Everyone was like, who's that lady? So, I mean.
Well, no, there's a new documentary out with her voice, her tapes. Like, it's like taped conversations and stuff. She's back in, you know,
I think
relevant.
They knew stuff in the 60s. Like, everyone recorded tapes. Because that was new.
Right.
Like, that's like everyone had an iPhone. Everyone was recording everything back then because it was new.
Right.
Like, listen to this. I'm going to record myself. What? How did you do that?
Oh, my God. Is that you?
Yeah, that's
your
voice.
How did you do that?
And then I'm just going to record everything I do.
Yeah, exactly.
There's probably, like, so many tapes of her sleeping. Like, you know, like, everyone was just recording stuff. It's like when you were, and this is when I was coming up, cassettes. It was right before the cassette CD switch, but you became a master remix of music.
Oh, you were
recording off the radio station. And it didn't matter where you caught the song, you recorded it.
Yeah.
So you would literally have half a song or like 3 seconds of it, and you would record till the tape stopped.
And then you'd have the local radio station coming in like, this is WQRX.
Yeah.
We're coming in live. And it's like, oh, you just ruined the song.
But the whole thing was the decoration on the cassette tape and the word remix.
Yeah.
Because you want my mixtape? I got you, yo, bro. You want my mixtape?
I used to love burning CDs for friends. Like when we got our cars. Oh my
that
god!
Was
it was
thing,
like
when you're burning iTunes CDs for everyone. Like you were the guy.
Yeah, it was like, oh no,
I
guys, put my CD on.
I went
on.
To the guy, and he's like, "What are you looking for?" And I'd give him a list of rappers. All right, man, I'll see what I can find. I'll put your CD together. And he acts like it'd take like 10 hours, but it's literally a click, 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 boom. And then you give the guy $10, and you got a new mix CD.
Right. I actually don't know. I think that I've forgotten how to burn a CD. Like I think if you were to ask me today, like,
can you still even do that?
I used to go to the library and get CDs and burn them and take them back, which is obviously illegal.
Or clever.
But I don't know what the statute of limitations is on that. I'm probably all right.
I think you're okay.
7 years, and it's not state to state. So
if we get a call from the Detroit Public Library, I'll make sure that we.
Detroit Police Commissioner, if there is such a thing, calls to in reference to speak to you, we'll.
We don't know where you are.
We won't. Well, we can't sit on air. Damn it, Devin. Because now they're going to be like, yeah, I heard you say you don't know where you are, which means you know. Why do you do this? Like, you always. Oh.
I'm sorry.
Just, Kat, call the Detroit Police Commissioner and just.
The Detroit Police Commissioner.
The worst. If we played hide and seek with Devin and she got caught, you know what she's going to do, right? She's going to stand up. All right, guys, they got us.
Tyrus, come out of the tree.
Kat, come out the car. Come on. All right, guys, good job. You got us. Like, no, they got you. But we're a team. No, we're not. You're a team. Like, just, oh,
sorry,
man.
Guys.
So I don't think you are. I think it's a trend. I think you like ruining our plans and stuff. So now I'm just going to go on a limb, Kat. I think you're good. Yeah, because the library has bigger problems now. Because it's not kids looking for books anymore. It's homeless dudes watching
looking
porn
for a place to
and watch porn.
That's always, yeah.
Although I think it's even less popular because now people just on the street.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
no
you
shame.
Just cut out the middleman.
Yeah, exactly.
Why go to the library?
Right,
yeah, you
know. You
get nice
right
outside.
I know.
Yeah,
spring has sprung.
Yeah, sprung being the key word.
Yeah.
Love
spring
is
in New
air.
York City
yes.
is really a sight to see.
And, you know, it's... Hey, sunny, what's it, afternoon delight?
Yeah.
For just them. No one wants, when I see that, I think that is a person who is just really, really confident. I mean, that is just the ultimate confidence.
No shame.
I mean, at all, you know, and we'll just look back at you like, what? Why aren't you?
I dare you to say something.
Yeah. What can you say to someone to hurt their feelings at that point? Nothing.
No,
there is nothing you can say. Like, hey, self-diddler.
Yeah, like they don't.
Room.
Yeah.
They're just going to look back at you and be like, No.
You don't go into that because someone's words can hurt, capable of hurting you.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, like if you're doing that, you're long gone.
Yeah, and not to mention that the more you talk to them, the more they're having fun. It's like, keep calling me names. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like you're disgusting. Like, don't you think I know that?
You know what you should do right now? You should punch me in the back of the head. That's the only way I'll stop. And you end up being a part of the process. So you just got to keep walking. Just got to keep walking. Keep your headphones on.
Exactly. Ignore it.
Because, you know, and then if you do say something to them, then, you know, you're racist anyway.
Well, also, you never know how someone's going to react.
Yeah.
Especially if they've no shame already.
Because usually when you interrupt somebody doing that, they're ashamed and they're embarrassed. And they'll say, like, Mom, knock, please.
Yeah,
like,
not someone who's interrupting you by doing it.
Yeah.
Like, they're interrupting your day.
You know,
I consider that an interruption. No, I'm not having the same day that I was going to have.
Day has changed.
Getting caught is the worst.
Ultimately changed.
Getting caught is the worst thing in the world, especially if you get caught by a wife or a girlfriend, because not only you have the humility of being caught, which should be enough, then you have to explain why. And that's even worse. And then somehow it's because you don't think they're pretty. And you're like, no, it's just 4 in the afternoon. You know what? I'm sorry. And then they want you to take a sex addict test. And like I don't need it. It was just, it was 4 o'clock, okay? Like, I'll get help. Because there's no way out
of
it.
I'll get help.
The only thing you can do, honestly, the only thing you can do is just leave and never come back. That's
exactly.
The relationship's over because that's coming up.
Just pack your stuff.
It's
right
going to be a Thanksgiving dinner and it's coming up.
Right.
You know, like where she'll say something smart like, do you want the turkey neck? And you're like, what? Oh, for real? Is that what we're doing tonight? Is that what we're doing tonight? It will come up. Like, oh, he likes to spend a lot of time by himself, especially around mid-afternoon. Right, honey? And you're like,
I don't think your parents needed to know that. But
And everyone's like, what's that about? What's that about? And she's like, I don't know. What is it about? What is it about? You know, and then you're just.
Why don't you tell everybody what's about?
Yeah. You gotta,
no, it's really funny, guys.
See?
It's really funny.
That's a great woman response because you guys, a man's not going to say that. He's going to flip the table over. He'd be like, I can't live like this. And storm out. And she'd be like, oh, he's got anger issues. He's got so many problems. Oh, by the way, he diddles himself at 4 o'clock. Like it's going to come out. Like, and your mother's like, I didn't raise him like that. I did not raise him like that. He got that from his father. And the father was like, oh, honey, you know, he's my, you know, the only one who will stand up for him is dad.
Yeah.
He's the only one who will stand up. I'm saying this in third person because I know you guys are thinking this was me. No, I witnessed this.
Oh.
I witnessed this.
Oh, you were at a table.
I was at the table.
Oh.
When it happened. And I was the only one who
got
it.
Do you proceed with your meal after that?
I never stopped eating.
Okay.
I started laughing. I was just like, oh, I mean, you got to do what you got to do, bro. Like, this, you're not f***ing up my Thanksgiving meal. Like, I'm eating. And, he just stormed out and he went in the garage and he was out there and I said, I'm going to check on him after I ate. And
right.
I went out there and his head was down and I was like, hey, man. He's like, did she say anything? Oh, yeah. Everybody knows.
Your spot's been blown up.
Everyone knows. Your mother's really upset. Your dad kind of gets it.
I don't think you guys will be going to Christmas.
Yeah. And I was like, but, you know, you're still going to be the first black president. So just... It's okay. Just be cool. You're still Obama. Like, get it together. Go back in there. This is the only time I'm going to tell you not to speak. No speech. Just take your plate. Wait for itis to kick in. And we're good, bro. And, you know, and look what happened.
Amazing.
So, it's amazing.
Wow. What a story.
It's 100% true.
What did you guys learn today?
I learned that there's a frog. Going back to the beginning, I mean, I learned that there was a frog orgy.
Check it out. David Attenborough. And for David Attenborough, Sir David Attenborough, to talk about it like in scientific terms, it makes it even better.
I learned about cat penises today.
Yeah.
They're barbed.
They are hooked like
cat
captain.
Cat anatomy is...
Brutal.
Interesting. I just didn't know.
I thought it was a wives' tale, but it is true.
It's apparently.
Cat.
What did you learn today? No, she just.
Did she?
Yeah,
I learned a frog orgy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, I didn't learn that.
You weren't listening.
No. And I learned that Devin will give you away nonstop.
Without even realizing she's doing it.
And
so it's not even
which
like
makes you think like
so
she
you can't
does
really get
doing.
Mad at me, right?
Oh, I can get mad. Yeah, I'm in jail on that. Yeah. 10 times out of 10.
It's not so bad.
Yeah, it's like, hey, don't tell them your password. Don't tell them 7878, and you're like, that's my...
Oh, you mean the password 1234?
Yeah, like, no, not that one, Devin. Thank you so much. All right, for more podcasts like this, just like this, you can reach us at Fox News Frog Orgy Podcast.com.
Just like this.
No, I digress. The Frog Orgy Podcast has not been set up yet, but FoxNewsPodcast.com. I'm Tyrus. She's the 10th. Devin.
Enough said.
Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.